So let's read the comment. Do better. Your numbers aren't even close. It amazes me how many of you want to live life on your knees. What is this about? Let me show you. So this person came into one of my videos today and said, I'm betting the sheep are already wearing their masks and getting in line for the next jab. There's clearly a large amount of mental illness in this case. Well, whatever. He goes on. He has a whole conversation thread with people, and it eventually leads to Ukraine. Robbie Cregan here says, any actual money to Ukraine is less than 2.5% of our military defense budget. Inflation's at 3% and dropping. And then he comes back with, do better. Your numbers aren't even close. It amazes me how many of you people want to live life on your knees. So let's look at the numbers. Shall we, Sean? While their number is incorrect at 2.5%, your assertion that it's not even close is also incorrect. It's still under 10% of our military budget. So far, we have sent $76.8 billion in total aid, that is cash, military equipment, humanitarian aid, so forth and so on. The total bill adds up to $76.8 billion. Our defense budget is $842 billion. That means we are defeating the Russian Empire in Ukraine without putting a soldier on the ground and doing it for 9.1% of our annual defense budget. And when I say defeating the Russian Empire, I mean defeating the Russian Empire. This is what they've lost so far. This is as of August 31st. So as of right the fuck now, this is what they've lost. 263,000 troops, over 4,400 tanks, over 8,600 armored combat vehicles, over 5,500 artillery systems, over 700 multiple launch rocket systems, over 500 anti-aircraft missile systems, 315 aircrafts, 316 helicopters, over 4,400 tactical unmanned aerial vehicles, over 1,400 cruise missiles, 18 ships. This is what they've lost with us not putting a fucking troop on the ground and spending less than 10% of our defense budget. To give you kind of an example of how that compares to other U.S. spending, we spend $700 billion on TARP. We spend $475 billion on interest on our federal debt. The state of Virginia's budget is larger than what we've given to Ukraine. And by share of GDP, countries that have given more as a share of their GDP than the United States: Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Slovakia, Denmark, Norway, Finland, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Czech Republic, and then the United States comes in. So while it amazes you that there is some make-believe group of people that want to live their life on their knees, what amazes me is how fucking inaccurate you fucking people are fucking always. And as far as getting the jab and a mask, don't. I really don't give a fuck if you ever wear a mask or get a vaccination. It's already been proven that more Republicans have died off as a result of this virus than Democrats because you guys don't want to protect yourself. Please, by all means, don't protect yourself. It'll make 2024 that much fucking easier.